How you doing? This is Ivan from Bite Size Wisdom for Busy People, and I just want to thank you for joining me today. I really appreciate your time. And today's quote of the day to have a great day is, emotional memory doesn't fade. So here what I want to talk about a little bit is, in the process of learning and memory, how a lot of the times when we remember the events in our life, many people realize that they have a very poor memory because they aren't being present to their life. And when you're not present to your life, your memory is not very good. You may remember that things took place, but you won't remember any actual vivid details which surrounded the moment. So the more you are able to be present to the moment, the more vivid and clear, and you will be able to access your memories better. So what that means is that when you're being present, you're being your beingness, which means that you're using your total being to be present, which means you are aware of the sensation in your body, the movements of your body, your emotions. You're able to see and notice what's going on inside you in your inner space, what you're thinking, every little subtle thing. So when you really put your whole being into it, and when you're learning like that way, the memories will be incredibly etched into all aspects of your being. Because if you have seen some of my other videos, you will realize that I talked about the three levels of attention and how the three levels of attention deal with the three aspects of our being, our minds, bodies, and emotions. And they all have their own unique way of imprinting memory. You know, the memory of the body is different than the memory of the emotions, than your intellectual memory. So when you're learning something, you at least want to be sure that you're incorporating two centers. That way, you'll be able to access that information better. If you're just using one center, let's say if you're only using your intellectual center, let's say you're reading a book and you're only doing that, then whenever you try to recall what you read, your memory will be very poor. But if you can involve the emotions a bit, get really interested emotionally into it, and use your intellectual center, and if you incorporate your body, which means being aware of the sensation with your postures, with all that, then that memory will be much more full because you're imprinting all aspects of your being. So, and the emotional memory doesn't fade, like in the quote. I think everybody, when they recall major events in their life, the emotional memories will be the ones that stand out. So using this insight, I just wanted to connect it to just life in general and learning. And that the more you're able to be present, which means using your whole being, the more that you'll be able to go back into your life at any time and access those memories, and they'll be there for you to use in the future. So that's it for today, guys. I hope you guys are doing well.